Here you go. Chris.
Yes, sir.
We're back.
Let's get them.
It's another episode. A little pocket awareness. It's Marcus and Chris. We're back for another episode.
We're live at Marley's.
Chandler Fashion Square. Yes, yes, we are. Uh-huh. Live at Marley's Chandler Fashion Square. We got the World Series going on behind us.
A little distracted.
But, I mean, you know?
That's kind of typical.
It's 2-2 in the bottom of the at the end of the first inning.
In this sports environment.
Sports environment. We got a little basketball on behind us, too. A little NBA started.
The season has begun.
LeBron looks super old, but, you know.
Marcus, we got everything going right now.
We got everything going.
We got some basketball.
We got some baseball.
Got some hockey.
Hockey? You can't forget hockey. For all the hockey fans that we see y'all too.
And then, of course, we got football.
We got NFL football and college football. And college football, boys. So, make sure you follow ALPA underscore QB1. That is a little pocket awareness Twitter page. You got Chris at King Manelos. You got me at the Mark John NFL. Make sure you hit the follow button for that. Make sure you go to iTunes. Hit subscribe, a little pocket awareness. Make sure you go to Spotify, download a little pocket awareness. Make sure you hit that search button, find us there. We're here every week out here at live at Marley's at Chandler Fashion Square. Also, if you're listening, you know, and you're in town, come check us out live.
Come check it out. Come ask some questions live.
We're live.
We'll answer it for you.
I got some questions for you about your favorite quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do with your quarterbacks. Fantasy wise,
yeah,
maybe you just got an interesting comment. Maybe you just got an interesting question. Just come check us out. See what we got here. So we got some interesting topics today, Chris. Your boy Aaron Rodgers had a big game.
You know what? We do have some interesting topics here, Marcus. Don't we? Don't we? Why don't
you go ahead?
You know what? I'm not even gonna let you run it down for what we're gonna be doing today. I'm gonna dive right in immediately.
Okay.
What did you try to slander at me?
I did not try to slander
in this last
episode. It wasn't
in this last episode.
Were you coming at me hot?
You were trying to get me all worked up because my Packers were playing your Raiders, and you trying to get under my skin right at the end of the episode. Go ahead.
There was an article written, which, to be honest, I wish that article was written this week and not last week because I really feel like he read it the way he played.
Why would it?
I feel like he read the article.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So you didn't want it to come out. Against the Raiders.
Yeah, it should have came out this week.
Okay. Because you didn't want to see that perfect passer rating show
He's
up
angry.
Against your Raiders.
There's a little bit of an angriness to that. He looked like he was playing with something to prove. He just need to relax, man. Relax, Aaron. Like don't be mad at us.
Marcus.
I write the article.
So I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
In the offseason.
Okay.
When we were projecting what was going to happen this football season.
Yes.
What did I say to you? About Mr. Aaron Rodgers.
That he was going to have an MVP season.
And why did I say that?
Because he has a new coordinator and he has a new offense that's better fit for him.
No, that's not why I said it.
No? Why'd you say it?
I said it because people like this young individual who wrote the article about him, who was slandering him.
it was slander.
And he was getting slandered all offseason. And I slandered him because he sabotaged last season.
Okay.
And now we're back to the real Aaron Rodgers. And they gave him motivation, by the way, that they were talking about him all offseason about how he's starting to get old and how he's starting on the decline. And people like you, Marcus, who wanted to slander his name as well.
Uh-huh.
And he just had to hit y'all with the perfect passer rating.
I'm going to be honest, man. The Raiders defense is pretty bad. So I am going to say that. We're pretty bad. It obviously Matt LaFleur figured that out, that there's no way that we're going to stop them from passing because they didn't run the whole second half. So they didn't run I think they ran four times in the second half. Maybe more than that, like in garbage time after the game was way over. But they were like, okay, so these guys can't stop us from passing, so why are we running the ball? Aaron Jones is doing okay, but he's not doing that effective. So
Jamal Williams had a good game.
Yeah, but catching the football.
Well, both of them had a good game catching the football.
Okay, exactly. They didn't run the ball. They had no reason to.
Not when Aaron Rodgers was playing the way he was.
They came to track meet. Once Derek Carr did that fumble, it was a track meet. It was a damn
track meet. Yeah, that was the turning point in the football game when Derek Carr decided to go for the pylon And that ball came scoring
the
out of his
second
hands.
Time he's done that.
Instead of 17-14 going into halftime, what was it when that offense got back on the field? 28-10?
So let me ask you this, Chris. I've thought about this a lot with that play. It will still be 28-17, though, right?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Right? It absolutely would be. But
what's the difference? What the Raiders would have to score 50 points to beat them.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying I'm disagreeing with you by any
that play. I mean, it was super dumb. And first, you know, Derek Carr did that in college. That's why he keeps trying to do it.
Oh, he dove and he got it one time
with his one-handed. Same exact play.
I feel like after you do it once, you kind of like think you can do it all the time. But that college football is a little bit smaller than an NFL ball.
And playing Utah State is a little different than playing Blake Martinez.
NFL's leading tackler.
You know what I'm saying? Like trying to
reach
the ball out.
I got you.
See, you know, I will give Derek Carr some praise because I think he played pretty damn well that game. Especially
you know
with nobody that they have. They don't have anybody. I mean, they got Darren Waller.
You made a really good statement.
I think the offense played really damn well that game. Defense is going to be a problem for the rest of the year, but that offense is legit. And I think after watching that game, I really feel like Derek Carr is going to be in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be in Vegas.
No.
He's going to be the starter in Vegas. I really feel like, you know, a lot of Raider fans will agree with this, but I feel like he's going to get a new contract at the end of the year. And I don't think it's going to be that big.
No, I would agree with you. I think John Gruden is building a personnel group.
Yeah.
That falls in line
uh-huh.
with what he's trying to build. And I do – you and I talked about this. I felt that your Raiders will be successful.
Yeah.
And I think that they're turning the page into Vegas.
Yeah.
And they're going to do that with a personnel grouping that falls in line with exactly what Gruden says. You know how good your secondary is?
Not very good.
They're so good, Marcus. That your head coach loves them so much
that he traded
your starting cornerback to the team you're going to play this next week. And he's like, nah, don't worry about it. I'm not worried. We got it. I'm not worried.
Yeah, he's not worried about Gary Conley. Well, he was getting worked by Jake Kumaro, so I saw this play online.
Yeah, D3, Whitewater boy. I got a shout out to my Whitewater folks.
He made him slip, man. I'm like, come on, Gary. You played against Ohio State, dog. Come on, bro. Come on, dog.
Got taken out by that D3 boy.
Aaron Rodgers ball. He had a great game. He made some great throws. He was hitting them honey holes like crazy.
Well, that's
in between the cover two.
That's classic Aaron Rodgers.
He was killing them honey holes, man. And I don't know why Daryl Worley feel like that he should cover the flat at that point. I feel like make him throw to the flat. Dropping the cover two coverage a little bit, just don't, you know.
A game like that gets me excited as a Packer fan for two reasons.
I can see that.
For two reasons. One, Derek Carr, I truly believe, is a tier two quarterback.
Okay.
And when we did that ranking system,
yeah.
when we evaluated what we saw, I'd put him probably right about 15.
Okay.
Tier two.
Yeah.
And Derek Carr looked phenomenal from 20 to 20.
Yeah, he did.
When he got into that red zone, it looked like the Packers' defense turned it up a notch.
A little bit.
Because there was a goal line stand. There was another interception in the red zone.
I will be honest. I don't think Carr throws that ball if they weren't down 35-17 in the fourth quarter with 9 minutes left. I just know him as a quarterback. He doesn't throw that football if they're down. If the game was close, especially if they had the Jacobs touchdown, right? If Jacobs scores,
mm-hmm.
it's 35-24. I don't think Carr is throwing that football. He's not throwing that ball. But they're down 35-17. He's taking a shot. There wasn't a lot of room. That would have had the most perfect throw that he's ever had to throw.
Yeah, no, and it wasn't. And it wasn't. That was not anywhere near a perfect throw. So I was a little disappointed in the throw myself.
I was
really excited as a Packer fan to see it get intercepted right there in the end zone.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Raiders, they just raided that game, to be honest. They raided. That's how I feel about that game. It was like they couldn't keep up, and then, you know. But I still feel confident that Derek Carr, he's probably having one of his – he's probably having – I'm not going to say he's better than 16, but I kind of feel like that he's playing better than he was in 16.
I think he's getting to the point where he's just as comfortable as he was in 16.
Because Josh Jacobs' biggest runs in that game were Derek Carr checks. He checked to those plays.
I'm impressed on how well he's doing in the John Gruden offense.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed. So
he knows where to go with the football all the time.
He does. He's doing a really great job with the ball. Well. Not every time.
Not when he's trying to relive his Fresno State days.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this, Chris. He has that. Him diving into the end zone of Fresno State is up on his wall. So every time he does like a YouTube or something, you see it behind him diving into the end zone with one hand up in the air, suspended. Like, oh, like touchdown. He's just trying to relive that. Like, dog, you cannot do that in the NFL.
Well, I mean, you can't do that. No, in the NFL. You can't do that. You can't do that in old man rec league. Like, when you think, I'm not going to lie to you. All right, this is going to be completely off subject. You ready?
Yeah,
ready? I'm going to throw this in here really quick.
Okay.
Arizona State football has the best recruiting tool in the entire world because of that HBO series.
Yeah.
That episode.
I watched it.
I watched it too. Marcus, I wanted to go put some shoulder pads on.
That was a good
episode.
I wanted
to get back out there and start throwing the
ball. I was
mad
after the episode they went out and lost 21-3, though. I was mad about that.
Oh, what? Let's not do that right now. I already sidetracked it enough. Let's not fall down the rabbit hole. Just trying to say, like, Derek Carr's got that poster on his wall where he's doing the one-handed dive into the end zone, and he's an NFL quarterback, and it's like, bro, you can't do that anymore. I'm an almost 35-year-old wash-up that got – wanted to throw those shoulder pads back on because Herm Edwards was talking on a TV show. Like,
yeah.
There's some things that are like, bro, you got to leave that in the past. And that was it for me.
Yeah.
Just like, that might be a good idea leaving the past for Derek Carr.
I mean, they still got a chance to win the Pac-12, so I don't see Utah beating every single team that they play because they're so defense dependent. So I really feel like the ASU could still win that. They just got to beat USC. But that's a different topic.
A different topic.
Different topic. So, yeah, Aaron Rodgers came back, threw 5 touchdowns.
Takes your slander and says, shove it.
Take your slander and say, shove it.
Marcus, eat some crow.
I ate a little crow with that one. But we'll see, man.
No.
We got a whole season.
Go ahead and eat some of that crow.
We got a whole season.
We got an MVP candidate here.
But, see, I don't want him to steal it from one of these other guys, man. He's already won enough.
What do you mean steal it? He earned it. He's going to earn it.
He's going to be stealing it.
He's going to earn it.
He's going to steal it.
Is that where we want to go now? Do we want to have that conversation?
Oh, you
going
to go in the MVP discussion?
I think you did mention that you wanted to get there. We are at week 8.
Okay, we're at week 8.
Right? Is it
we
week 8?
We got MVPs, yeah. We're at week 8. So we got MVP
halfway
discussion.
Halfway point of the season.
Halfway point of the season.
My man, Aaron Rodgers, on the board.
Is he, though?
Yes, he is. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. So, number one, I would go Russell Wilson for right now.
I want to disagree with you in the worst way.
Yeah.
I really do.
Uh-huh.
But his numbers won't let me.
His numbers won't let you, bro.
His numbers won't let me.
He's only thrown one pick. He's got 15 touchdowns.
That's so bad, though.
What?
I look at that roster. That's just a bad roster.
And that's the point. That's the point, Chris.
I know.
Well, Chris Carson's no scrub. That's a pretty damn good running back.
No, I wouldn't say, but that offensive line is garbage again.
But just think about that. They got a bad offensive line, but they still have Chris Carson, who's pretty effective. He's an effective running back. He breaks a lot of tackles. He's very explosive. He makes plays, man. He does.
Yeah, but
who's he
throwing to?
I mean, DK Metcalf is coming up.
No. I'm not going to let you do that.
I'm not a DK Metcalf jock guy. I'm not on his jock like these other, I had a wide receiver one, I can't be wrong, guys. But I think he has an effectiveness in that offense because Russell Wilson throws one of the best deep balls in the game. We can argue about that. That's a different discussion, Chris. We already had that argument this summer. But he is one of the best deep ball throwers in the game, and I think Metcalf fits that because that's basically all he can do.
Not basically. Because he's got two things, hitch and go. That's it.
He wasn't halfway decent slant. He's getting better at the slant.
Yeah.
There was a joke about DK Metcalf, though, when he fumbled at the end of the Ravens game. He caught the ball. And somebody said that he tried to, like, make a move and his body glitched, so he fumbled.
He Madden glitched himself?
Oh, I was dying when I saw that. But anyways, I thought that was funny. Because it's kind of true, man. He doesn't have a lot of lateral movement.
No, we've talked about that since
he does
before he even got drafted.
But if you have a purpose for him, he's kind of like a really big Mike Wallace at this point, or like a bigger Torrey Smith.
I think you nailed.
He's like a big Torrey Smith, Mike Wallace, kind of just a deep ball guy, kind of like Will Fuller too. He's just a deep ball guy, you know. So he's gonna have some really big games. Where he's had some games where he has like two catches for like nothing, because if you stop him from getting the deep ball, then it's not gonna be a good look. But he's getting those good looks right now because they're trying to stop the run. And so they're trying to stop the run right now. He's getting some one on ones. He's able to beat guys because it's hard to press him because he's so big.
But Marcus, I have a serious problem with who they have played.
The Seahawks. Who they played?
Week one, the Bungles.
Okay.
And they won by 1 point.
Okay.
Week two, the Steelers, when Big Ben went down.
Okay.
Week three, they lost to the Saints at home.
Okay.
Week four, they really took it to the division rival Cardinals on the road.
Okay.
Week five, this is probably their most difficult game of the season. At home against the Rams.
They won that game.
They snuck it out, 1 point.
Yep. That was a missed field goal game too, huh?
Yes. They didn't win that game. The Rams lost that game. Let's remember that.
Okay.
Let's remember that.
Okay.
Week six, the overhyped Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
And they almost lost that game.
We were up 20-6.
They were up 20-6.
Yep.
And then the Ravens at home, they lost to.
See. But I think you're just more pointing out that this team is not very good.
No, they're awful.
And Russell Wilson is awful stretch. We're not going to go awful. Let's wait till they put the Niners.
They're in the number six seed right now.
They got to put the Niners.
They haven't played the Niners. But don't worry, they get the Falcons this week, Marcus. They get the Falcons this week
without Matt Ryan.
And then after the Falcons, they got to come back home and play the Buccaneers. And then we can have a conversation because it gets difficult for them there.
Well, why can't the Raiders have the schedule?
At Niners, at Eagles, okay. Vikings at home.
Yeah, see?
On the road against
the
Rams.
We'll find out about them in November.
On the road against the Panthers. And then they go Cardinals at home and then Niners at home.
We'll find out about them in November, basically.
Yeah, we're going to find out about who they were.
But right now, I still think Russell Wilson is my MVP right now. He's my MVP right now.
I can't do that because he's wearing those Seahawk colors.
I know you can't do it.
So
that's a bias, MVP, though, Chris.
My MVP.
Who's right your MVP?
Is Christian McCaffrey.
Oh wow!
I did it. Yep, on a quarterback show, Marcus. I went with the running back.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because he's not going to win. He's a running back.
Yeah, well,
he's going to have to run for 2,000 yards.
He's
going to have to go for 1,500 and 1,000.
He could. He very well could.
1,500 yards and 1,000 receiving and 20-plus touchdowns.
Norv Turner has that offense built around him. That's very possible.
No, I don't think so.
But here we are. We're just talking week 8. We're just talking week 8, Marcus. He's my week 8 MVP.
Okay. He's your week 8 MVP. Okay, that's fine. So my week 8 MVP is Russell Wilson. Let's go with some other MVP candidates. So
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, you already said him. That's fine. Let's go with some other guys.
Let me just make sure you hear that name a few more times.
Okay.
Because you wanted to slander him. Because you wanted to slander him, Marcus. I got to give it to you. My Packers beat your Raiders. Aaron Rodgers gave it to you. Gave it to that awful article. I told you, he's not bad. He's not declining. He just sabotaged last season so that he could get a better situation this season. And now he's back to being Aaron Rodgers. All right? I said my piece. We can move on.
So who's your other candidates, Chris? Give me some other candidates.
Well, you got to go with Lamar Jackson.
Okay. So you got to go with Lamar.
You and I were big fans of him coming out of college. You and I said that his biggest weakness is going to be throwing the ball outside the numbers. And he's compensated with that by running as a quarterback. He's not a running back. He's a quarterback that can run the ball.
Exactly. So, because my interesting thing about Lamar last week is that, they were dropping a lot of his passes. It was raining. They dropped 6 passes. So his 9 for 20 is a little skewed.
Yeah.
Right? So they dropped 6 of his passes. But the thing is, it was like,
and
okay.
He didn't have Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
He didn't have Hollywood Brown.
And then Andrews didn't show up. So my thing with him is like that game, he was like, okay, all right, I just got to start running. And he was just making some incredible scramble runs that they weren't design runs, that he was just showing off his athleticism and showing how good he can be regardless of what the setup is. So I'm interested to see them against the Patriots this week because the Patriots have been making everybody look silly. So
Patriots got the Browns this week.
Oh, maybe the Ravens
are on
the
bye. Ravens are on the bye.
They got it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, but his next game is against the Patriots. So I definitely want to – I'm excited to see how he looks.
Very excited to see that.
I'm very excited to see that.
And just – you know what? You can't say – and everybody's all over this.
Yeah.
You can't say that the Patriots defense is MVP level. You can't do that.
Because they haven't played nobody, don't you say?
They have not played a soul.
I mean,
they've played one game that mattered this year, and that was against Buffalo.
Yeah.
And they knocked out Allen to make sure that they could hold on and win that game.
That's
good on them.
That's true.
That's good on them. Yes, that's an impressive defense right now.
Yeah.
And I think you'll always see a defense that will play and compete every single week and that's the way Bill Belichick is.
Yeah.
He will never have a team that will have a defense that is just going to lay down ever.
100%.
But let's just pump the brakes on this New England Patriots defense. I think that I'm very intrigued by the matchup this week. You got a Cleveland Browns team coming off the bye week.
Okay.
And it depends what Baker
shows up. I feel like
that's going
to be a bad game for
the Browns.
It depends
what Baker shows up. I don't. I'm a little intrigued here.
I see 2-5 in the future for
that. There's a lot of offensive weapons in Cleveland that I think that there's an opportunity that they could shake the boots in New England. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not going to guarantee a single thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to guarantee a single thing. But I'm intrigued.
I don't know about that one, Chris.
I'm intrigued.
I see 2-5 for them. All right, so give me some other ones. Give some other candidates.
Well, there's the one man that neither of us brought up yet, and it might be because he's just trying to get back from his dislocated knee.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes.
He's got to be in the conversation.
He's got to be in this conversation.
He's got to be in the conversation.
You know who might be in the conversation? You're going to be mad about this, Chris. I already know. Dak Prescott.
Get out of here, Marcus. We're not – no. I'm not
Dak Prescott's having a career year.
I'm not going to let you. Okay, Dak Prescott having a career year.
He is, man.
Instead of being the 19th best quarterback, he's the 17th best quarterback.
That's not. I wouldn't say he's leading in almost every quarterback category.
Get out of here.
He is.
I'm
going to
let you do this right now.
He is, Chris.
You remember how
he's leading in almost every quarterback category.
Season. You remember who they started the season against, right? Just like I'm
going
to give you a hard time about
who
Russell's played against. And, yes, I will agree with you that Russell is an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let you have this one.
I think you should put Dak in there.
Nope, not going to happen.
I think.
You know what I think? I think we see Dak losing more money this week again.
Who do we play this week?
Doesn't matter.
Chris. He's having a career year, bro. He's having a career year. I'm just saying, don't sleep on him as an MVP candidate. That's all I'm saying. He's having
Marcus,
a career year.
I'm asleep.
I know you're not a Dak fan.
I took my Ambien.
I know you're not a
Dak
fan.
You're not waking me back up against
on this
one.
I know you're a fan. It's okay. I'm just letting you know that he's having a career year, and you just got to watch out for him. You know another guy I think might sneak up? Just because sports writers are dumb?
Are you trying to hurt me with
no,
this one?
No,
I
think I'm
going to
hurt you with this one,
are you
too.
You going to be legitimate here?
Just because sports writers are the voters.
Okay.
Okay. He leads the league in passer rating. Kirk Cousins.
I thought you said you weren't being mean.
I'm just saying. I just think we need to watch out for him.
I will agree with you on this. He's had three good games.
Okay. Yeah, he's had three really good games.
Marcus, do I need to pull that schedule up?
I'm just telling you, with sports writers, right, if the Vikings keep winning and he keeps leading the league in passer rating, he's going to be getting some votes. I'm just hoping you know that. I just want you to know that he's going to get some votes. No matter what anybody thinks, what everybody grades, Kirk Cousins fumbles all the time, they're going to be winning. If they keep playing the style of play that they're playing, man, I'll be mad about it too. But I could just see the sports writers being dumb.
At home, I would agree that the Minnesota Vikings are probably one of the best teams in the league.
Yes.
But who have they played at home recently, Marcus?
Nobody.
Just okay. Okay.
Well, the Lions are a legitimate team. They're
a division game at home are the ones that you're supposed to win.
They're tough out.
Those are the games you're supposed to win. But the Lions, they played on the road. So I'm not gonna go there on him with that last one. That was nice.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, Chris. I'm just letting you know.
I wouldn't put him in there. I think what he's doing is an expectation. I don't think that he's doing anything that makes.
See, but sports writers don't think that way. I think sports writers see passer rating, and the leader in passer rating, and his team might be 12-4 or something.
They will not be 12.
They're 11-5, 12-14. They're definitely a lot better this year than they were last year.
Well, that'll be an expensive wild card ticket.
It will. I mean, the NFC wild cards could be easy for anybody.
No,
think about it.
No.
That is not going to be easy. You got to think about the NFC right now. You got
the NFC is the better league right now.
Well, for sure. That's why the Raiders get killed by those teams. Besides the Bears, but the Bears are just the Bears.
That just makes me happy.
But if you think about the NFC right now, think about teams. So the Saints are 6-1. The Seahawks are 5-2. The Niners are 6-0. Packers are what, 6-1, right?
Or the 5-1? Niners are 7-0.
The Packers have a bye already?
The Packers and the Saints are 6-1.
Yeah.
The Vikings and the Eagles, I'm sorry.
Seahawks.
The Seahawks are 5-2. The Cowboys are 4-3.
That's going to be tough. You got to win your division.
You know what? The Packers are 3-0 in the division.
I know, but you know what I'm saying? You got to win that division because if you don't, like the Cowboys got to win the division, which I think they will because the Eagles, I don't know what's up with them. I don't know what's up with Carson. They say his teammates drop the passes all the time. I don't know if he could take it that far at this point with Carson, but it's going to be interesting, bro. The NFC is going to be super interesting.
Agreed.
It's going to be super interesting with the NFC, dog.
But again, while the Niners are undefeated, they also have not played anybody.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot that happens here in the month of November.
Yeah, November's going to be the
show me what you really are month. The November is, you ready for it? November is hashtag we'll see, Marcus. November is hashtag we'll see. We're going to get some truth coming out of here in November.
I agree, because, I mean, that is what November really is about football anyways.
December is more that month.
Well, November is when the contenders appear. December is when the contenders
show you who they really are.
Yeah, yeah, so November is when the good teams rise from the bad teams. So you have some teams that start like 3. You have some teams that start off fast. Like, I mean, usually there's a 6-0 team that really falls off every year. I mean, that might be the Niners, you know?
That might very well be the Niners.
So, I mean, it's real early. I don't know how many, like, the last couple years, like, the Chiefs, they started 5-0 in 17, and they failed. I remember when the Vikings were 5-0 with Sam Bradford?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Wow. That was crazy. So
he earned himself.
Didn't even make the playoffs. They went 8-8.
Those are my favorite kind of situations, Marcus. I love it when you bring up my division rivals.
They went like 8-8, man, so that's crazy. All right, Chris. So let's move on. We got MVP discussions. When you hit next? You want to hit Mitchell Trubisky?
I love it when you bring up my rivals in the division. Yeah, let's go there. Let's go talk about the second largest mistake the Chicago Bears franchise has ever made.
What's the first one?
Giving Jay Cutler 7 years and $107 million. You know what? It's probably my favorite thing. I got it saved on my phone. There was an episode on Pardon the Interruption, and Mike Wilbon comes on at the beginning of the show, and he goes, "The Chicago Cubs have won the World Series. Tony, there is nothing that you could say that could damper my emotions and my feelings right now." And they cut to Kornheiser and he goes, "Jay Cutler is the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears." And he goes, "No, I can't believe you did that to me." I laughed so hard. It is on my phone. It is one of my favorite videos, and I can guarantee you if you're following ALPH, I'm sorry, ALPA underscore, I got too excited, ALPA underscore QB1, you will see that video when I'm referencing this segment.
Okay. Well, Mitch is he's terrible, man. It's pretty. We should say that right now.
You know what?
It's time to say it.
Do you know what? Do you know what the Chicago Bears did when they drafted Mitch Trubisky?
Yes.
They said, "Oh my God, we have the 3rd overall pick, and we aren't going to get our guy. So you know what we need to do? We need to trade the farm to move up 1 pick, mortgage our future." So that we can get our guy. And they did it.
They must have thought that the 49ers were about to take Trubisky.
And they drafted him. And you know who else was there? What was that, 10 picks later? 15 picks later? Because there were two guys. There's two specific names that I'm thinking about right now that they could have traded back, gotten more picks, and set their franchise up for success for years to come. No, Marcus.
No,
they bearsed it. They bearsed it.
Big time.
They bearsed it big times. Making up words because that's how bad that they handled this situation. Instead of trading back and getting Deshaun Watson. What'd he go, 10?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson went, no, Mahomes went 10. I think.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mahomes first. Oh, okay, instead of trading back to 10 and getting, you know, who both of us mentioned as an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Who was an MVP last season?
Yes.
Okay. So instead of getting more back as an organization and not only having Patrick Mahomes, but probably getting more to build a foundation around.
Yeah.
They went the wrong way. Oh, okay, fine. You know what? You didn't want to go back to 10? That's fine. You can go back. What was it, 17? Deshaun Watson, was that 17?
He went 12.
Oh, see, thank you. I'm glad you're here. Oh,
I got you.
I'm glad you're here. You keep me straight.
that's what I'm here for.
You keep me straight.
Yes,
they could have had Deshaun.
I can't believe Deshaun and Mahomes fell to 12 and 10. Yeah, didn't think about it. That's crazy. And they let two good teams get him. Like, you all really let Andy Reid get Patrick Mahomes? Like, what was Bruce Arians thinking? He'd still be in Arizona. But they waited. They thought Mahomes was going to fall to them. Really, Bruce? He seriously thought Mahomes was going to fall to him and ended up with Hassan Reddick.
And who? I mean, I know who he is, but it's a hypothetical who.
Yeah, if you're a Cardinals fan, you have no idea who Hassan Reddick is.
No, so, they don't.
Like, he just waited. Like, he's like the ultimate Arians guy. Like, Arians still be in Arizona.
Oh, absolutely.
He'd be in Arizona. And he'd be airing it out just like he is right now.
1,000%. He would have had
John Brown still be in Arizona.
Larry Fitzgerald would play 7 more years right now if he had a guy like Patrick Mahomes throwing him the ball.
Just saying, John Brown still be in Arizona? You know he would.
Oh yeah.
All them dudes. Patrick Mahomes probably look J.J. Nelson look halfway good.
They probably would have drafted more offensive linemen over the last few years too. That their offensive line would be stacked also. Man, what a different organization the Cardinals would have been. What a different organization.
But they waited.
You know what? What a different organization the Chicago Bears would have been.
Oh, that would have been tough. With that defense, ooh, that would have been tough. Him and Allen Robinson?
I don't know. There would have been a lot going on. I think you see a guy like Calvin Ridley end up in Chicago.
With Patrick Mahomes.
Just the way that the years would have progressed.
Yeah.
It would have been a different situation. They would have had different picks that they would have been dealing with. Could you imagine a guy like Calvin Ridley?
Thank you.
Showing up in Chicago?
Bro, like.
Being the number two guy. Like, I mean, he's definitely the number two guy now. Now that Sanu's gone out of Atlanta. So he's gonna have a nice big role.
Which I thought was nuts because only the Patriots could give up a second for Mohamed Sanu and nobody cares.
Right.
And everybody's like, that's a good deal. Yeah, okay. Whatever.
A Patriots second is
Mohamed Sanu for a second round pick.
But a Patriots second round pick. It's essentially a third round pick, Marcus. That's basically a third round pick.
He's a fifth round guy. I give a fifth up for Mohamed Sanu. A fifth in 2021.
a second round pick. Anyways, I thought that I Matt Moore's going 2-1.
That's aggressive.
I mean, Matt Moore's not a bad backup. But
out of left field over here. Yeah, Kansas City Chiefs crew that shows up. Chiefs Nation that shows up at Marley's.
You guys can't lose this week because the Raiders are going to win this week. I'm calling it. That's my bold prediction for the week.
You're saying Raiders?
They're going to be the Texans in
Raiders
Houston.
Raiders over Texans in
Houston. Derek Carr's homecoming.
You said Raiders over Texans?
Yeah.
Raiders over Texans.
That's my bold. I'm making the best of my bold prediction. They're not going to be able to stop us.
What do we got? What we got over?
And that line, that Deshaun Watson line is not good.
No, he's not wrong.
Okay. I'm cool with that. Loser buys beers. I buy shots.
We've got.
What? I'm going Raiders over Texans. You got Texans. So that's what I'm saying. I'll buy shots.
Do a live show.
I'll buy shots.
What happens when you do a live show?
That's my bold prediction. The Texan, if the Packers defense is really good, they could not stop the Raiders. The Raiders stopped themselves. So the Texans defense.
I don't know,
Chris,
that goal line stand. That goal line stand looked like it was the Packers stopping the Raiders.
Chris, but were we at the one. Point proven. So like I said, the Texans man defense is not as good.
Not into the end zone though.
It's not as good though. The Texans defense is not very good besides your D line.
I would tend to agree with you, and I may have made a personal pick this week in one of my pick'ems that I was picking Raiders over Houston also. I may have gone down that path. That's another segment for another time. You know, we get some more people to show up here.
Yeah.
We can really open this up.
Yeah, exactly.
And really make this quite the thing.
Yeah, people come through, man.
Come on through. Come on through, Chandler's.
We have some fun up here, guys.
Into Chandler. Marley's Fashion Square is in Chandler's Fashion Square Mall.
Yeah. Come up here. We're having a good time. We got the people coming in. Baseball game's on. We got it going on. But back to terrible Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, yes. Let's get back to him.
So back to terrible Mitch. I saw this one play online where they called a very simple RPO for him. And he ran the RPO. He kept the ball like he's supposed to. He had two guys wide open. He triple clutched. Triple clutched. I mean, like, Chris, when I say wide open and he's staring at the guy. I mean, wide open and he's staring at the guy. And if that guy wasn't open, he had another guy on the other side that he could have just flipped his hips and hit the other guy. You know what he did? You know what happened in that play? 10-yard sack.
Was he seeing ghosts?
I don't know if he was
seeing Sam Darnold ghosts.
I don't know if he was seeing ghosts. I think he just wasn't seeing anything.
You know, so Mitch Trubisky had 1 year in college. 1 year. And they got immediately thrusted into the NFL and had such a high expectation level set for him. I feel bad for him.
I don't know, man. He has some time to sit, though. He has some time to sit and relax and
behind
Mike Lennon. He did.
Behind Mike Lennon? You're going to say that that's who he was getting groomed by?
He was getting some Mike Lennon grooming. But come on, man. Dog, it's your third year in the NFL. You got to play better than this.
Oh,
you can't get worse.
You don't have to preach that to me.
He's getting worse, though.
You don't have to preach that to me.
You got to admit, Chris, I know you hate the Bears, but he was not this bad last year.
Marcus, he wasn't this bad last year because there wasn't as much tape on him last year. And all he did last year was leave the pocket and try to run the ball. And if he couldn't run the ball, he would dump the ball off to Tariq Cohen.
But he wasn't this bad.
You're right. He wasn't this bad because he had his own way to attack a defense.
But last year he was average. You expect a third-year quarterback to grind to get to above average at least.
Here's the difference. Last year's defense gave him more opportunities with the football.
That's true.
So if he made a mistake, he knew that as long as it wasn't a detrimental and massive mistake, he's going to get right back on the field and get another opportunity.
That defense really misses Akeem Hicks.
That defense misses Vic Fangio in the worst possible way.
Yes.
It also misses Amos at the
Amos.
Safety position.
They do. I mean, Ha-Ha's been playing pretty good.
Ha-Ha is on the back of his end of his career.
Ha-Ha's been playing pretty good.
Amos was starting to climb and become a peak performer.
You're right. You're right. They shouldn't let Amos go. I agree with that. But Ha-Ha's been playing pretty good, so I'm not gonna mess with Ha-Ha.
The scheme is just not the same.
Yeah, they got
the
Chuck Pagano.
Is not the same.
It's Chuck Pagano.
He's not Vic Fangio.
This ain't 2007. This would be nice if it's 2007 Ray Lewis.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Like Pagano's not
your,
bad.
You gotta
I will agree
stuff.
With you. I will agree with you. Pagano's not bad, but he's no Vic Fangio.
He's not.
And we talked about this, Marcus. Here's another subject that we brought up.
Yes.
In the off season, that the decline was bound to happen. This was the team that we probably both. Well, I was harping on this for a long time.
Yes.
But I think we agreed in the off season that the decline was coming for the Chicago Bears.
I 100% have said that. I said 8-8, which I think they look like right now. I'm hoping 6-10 because I want a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
But we're thinking 8-8. 6-10 would be awesome, though. If y'all want to go 6-10.
The Bears are looking to be in the last place.
Because I would love me some Henry Ruggs. I'm going to say that.
Because Detroit is, I think, ahead of schedule as far as.
See Detroit is weird, man. I feel like they're good, but they're the Lions.
Well, they just Lions'd when they traded their second-best coverage corner. I think he's a safety. When they traded Diggs this week.
See that's why I feel bad
that's
for Stafford,
where the Lions
too.
Are going to lie.
And I feel bad for Carr, too, because I feel like if Carr reaches ball, the handout, and he was on, like, the – like, he got drafted by – just say he got drafted by the Texans, like they should have drafted him. And he reaches – I feel like the ball wouldn't fall out of his hand. He's just the Raiders.
You think it's just because he's a Raider?
It's the Raiders thing. For that to happen twice, that's the Raider. That's a Raider thing.
Okay.
It's only something a Raiders quarterback would do twice.
Okay.
Is that. So that's what I feel about Stafford. But Trubisky, I just don't see how you get worse, man. This is like
he's not,
in growth
he's
in
not,
life.
He's not worse. He is the same player. They
he's
just
worse.
Have
Chris, he's worse. Chris, he's worse. He is not the same player.
He's got worse. He's the same exact player. The scheming's been handled differently this year. Last year, it was like, okay, he can do whatever he wants with the ball just as long as he's not hitting his playmakers. And what did he do? He scrambled, attacked the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
When he couldn't attack the line of scrimmage and get downfield on his feet, he would dump it off to Cohen. That was his game plan last year. That's why he was successful last year. That was the only thing he was good at. His reading of the field, his everything that he's doing this season, it's the same thing as last year. The difference is he's not getting outside of the tackles. He's not attacking the line of scrimmage. He's not dumping the ball off to Cohen. That's the difference. It's the same guy. It's the same exact guy. It's just the league has got the tape on him and said, okay, he's not going to be allowed to do this. He's got to figure it out a different way.
You might be right. You might be right.
I'm not taking a might be right.
You might be right, Chris. I just don't think, even as a human person, from year to year, you should get better. just as a human. So when you're in a profession, and this is your ultimate profession, it pays you a ton of money.
Marcus, that's the difference between elite quarterbacks in the NFL and mediocre quarterbacks in the NFL. The mediocre quarterbacks in the NFL get there based off of their talent and athleticism.
Yeah.
To be an elite quarterback in the NFL, once your athleticism and your talent is figured out, you have to overcome the fact that the defenses know exactly what you're going to do and take your game to the next level. That's how you become those elite quarterbacks. The reason that Mitchell Trubisky will never be an elite quarterback is because he doesn't have that next level. He's not played enough football. He doesn't understand how to read defenses. To get to that next level, it's going to take him at least another 3 years, and there's not going to be an organization that has the patience to give him that time.
It's just weird to me, man. I just feel like he should be better than that. I just feel like he should be better than
talent
what he's showing.
Talent gets you drafted in the first round. Your dedication and your next level ability is what keeps you relevant in the NFL.
It's just sad, man. I feel like it's just sad at this point.
This is the life.
Sad.
This is the life of a quarterback in the NFL.
Like, I'm trying to think of some quarterback. Like, even Ryan Fitzpatrick has some bad days. But, man, he's never looked like that. That dude looks, it's just, he looks like he has no idea what he's doing. Like, it's just wild, man.
He's been relying on talent and talent alone since he rise to his peak levels at North Carolina.
You're right. I agree with that point. All right, Chris. So, got about 15 minutes left here. Talk about what Kyle Allen and Cam Newton.
You are you trying to make me gloat today? Like you let me come at you. You got to inform me. You let me come at you about how great Aaron Rodgers is after you slandered him. You brought Mitchell Trubisky into the conversation, and I get to tell you what I've been telling you for the last two seasons. You get me to explain that the Seahawks are only as good as the schedule that they've got. You're playing nice to me this week. Now you're gonna let me. Bring up.
Cause I'm in a good mood, man. I feel like I'm in a good mood about the Raiders, man. I really enjoyed what I watched out of the game. Like people are like Raiders fans are mad and all that stuff about the fumble and all that. I'm like, bro, they didn't stop us, and that's a great defense. Can we be positive? We're not supposed to make the playoffs. We're not supposed to go in a Super Bowl. Like I don't know what you guys want.
So you're just in a good mood. You want me to be in a good mood?
Yeah, well, I'm in a good mood, man. I feel happy about where the Raiders are at this point. You know, I'm in a good mood about football. So maybe that's why, Chris.
Well,
maybe
we're gonna if you want to go there and let me kind of continue to pile on to Cam Newton. I'll go there.
Okay.
I'll do it.
All right, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead, Chris, because like I said, I didn't hear about this news. I saw Lewis Riddick put Kyle Allen with like a smirk because he's been a Kyle Allen guy, but I didn't know what that meant. So go ahead, inform me.
So what it means is a certain quarterback who's making $100 million on his current contract.
But we went over his contract last.
We did go over it before.
It's like 16 million.
I just want to point out that we got a $100 million quarterback here.
He did.
Who this week was announced that he is healthy again.
Okay.
And the organization has decided that they want to give Mr. Newton more time to, and this is air quotes for those of you not in Marley's. The air quotes are for more time to rehab. That's where the air quotes are going. They're going around rehab.
Rehabbing.
And continue that's to good, get back to 100%.
That's a good one.
That is the organization's plan for Cam Newton, who has been declared by the training staff as healthy.
Yes.
So that they will continue to stick with Mr. Kyle Allen.
See, I wonder if this puts more pressure on Kyle Allen. What if Kyle Allen struggles? Is he still a backup? Is Cam inactive?
I don't know if he's going to be inactive. They haven't. I don't think they've announced what that is.
Because if they're going with Kyle Allen, they got to make him inactive, right?
I don't think you do.
Because that puts a lot to be honest. If Cam is suited up, doesn't that put a lot of pressure on Kyle Allen? Like what if Kyle Allen has a bad game? What if he has the game he had against the Jags?
You know, I think you're right for two reasons. He will be listed as inactive because of the you don't want your quarterback to feel like he's going to lose his job in the middle of a football game. And because you don't want to embarrass Cam Newton by having him suited up on the sideline in a game that he's not playing.
Exactly.
So that's twofold why I would agree with you while they will list him as inactive. And then next week's the bye week, right?
Yep.
So they basically give
him No, they already had a bye. They already had a bye.
They're coming off of it right now?
Yeah, they played in London the week before.
Oh, you're right. You're right. They're coming off.
Yeah, they did.
Coming off the bye week.
Played the Bucks. Remember that and five interception Winston game?
Yeah.
Talked about that last
that'll
week.
That'll be a tough one to forget.
Yes, it is.
But, the fact that they're sticking with Kyle Allen is very interesting.
You know, we talked about this before. I think they're done with Cam, too. I think they're done with Cam.
You brought up the point in the offseason, and this is a fantastic discussion that you and I had.
Yes.
You said, Cam, take the year off. Get healthy.
Yeah.
And, Marcus, I said, he cannot afford to.
He should. Why not? Why not now? Because
at this point,
think about the leverage he has.
At this point,
think about the leverage he has now.
Yes.
He can take the whole year off, right?
Yes. At this point, yes.
So he takes the whole year off. He said, okay, I'm not going to play anymore. Put me in IR. Takes the whole year off. They just, Kyle Allen, let's say Kyle Allen leads him to the playoffs. Maybe he wins a playoff game. This is hypothetical. The front office and everybody, like, okay, maybe he has something Kyle Allen. Right? That's what they're going to do, right?
I think right now they're having that conversation.
They are, but
I think right now,
you
got to
do more. You
got to
do more.
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay.
I don't agree with that. I think regardless of what happens, if anything, success in the playoffs for the Carolina Panthers right now with Kyle Allen means they get nothing in return for Cam Newton. Because we discussed the contract.
Yeah.
They can cut him at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And they're only out, what? What did we say, 2 mil?
2 mil, yeah.
2 mil dead salary. That's there will not be a single team that trades for Cam Newton if the Carolina Panthers are successful and make the playoffs this year.
But that's what I'm saying. So that gives him leverage, though. It does.
That gives him leverage to get out of there. It doesn't give the organization any leverage.
Exactly.
The organization will have leverage if – they put Cam Newton on IR for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Kyle Allen is
so-so
the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Because that means that Cam could come back in the final year of his contract as the starting quarterback.
Uh-huh.
So you can shop him as a starting quarterback.
Okay.
And get more value as an organization.
But if Kyle Allen is so-so, do they go with him?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
If you put Cam Newton on IR right now,
if he was Will Greer, I'd go 100% with you.
Then you have, well, then it's a, and if he's so-so to finish the season off, then it's a quarterback competition to start the next year in Carolina.
Because if it was Will Greer, let's say Kyle Allen, it's Will Greer coming in. Will Greer is 4-0, then I would for sure be saying Cam's out. He's done.
but
this is an undrafted guy. NFL's
there's
so
no leverage in the organization.
NFL's so dumb with undrafted guys. Like, they treat them like,
garbage.
I didn't draft you, so you're not good, right? So Kyle Allen, he's already playing on eggshells because he's undrafted. As soon as you're bad, as you're undrafted, they just toss you to the wind, right? So if he plays so-so, I don't think they give him the job. He's going to have to lead them to the playoffs and win a playoff game for them to totally dump Cam Newton. I feel like that's how I feel like, just because he's undrafted. That's the only reason I feel that way.
As I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
As individual players, as an undrafted quarterback, agreed with you.
Yeah.
As a first round pick, or even a third round pick. What? Right? Greer was the third round or fourth round?
Greer's third round.
Greer was the third round pick. If it's Greer, I agree with you. If it's Cam Newton and he's your franchise, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But as an organization. Because you have that undrafted guy.
Yeah.
If he's so-so, you have the leverage with Cam. If he's good, well, now you're in trouble. Now you got no more leverage, and now it's all about the money in the bank.
Yeah. Yeah. But that goes back. He's undrafted. Because, I mean, to be honest, Case Keenum should still be the quarterback of the Vikings.
How many times did I say this? Did that literally just come out of your mouth?
He should be.
To me right now?
He should be, but he's an undrafted backup guy. He's not the typical guy, but he should be still there with the Vikings.
Everything's
but
coming
he's
up
not.
To me, Marcus.
He's not.
Everything's coming up, Chris. You just catered this entire episode to me today. That's what you just did. That's what you just did.
That might be the name of the episode. Cater to Chris.
Cater to Chris. Cater to Chris. And in parentheses, Marcus ate some crow.
But it's true, though, man. I really feel like because Case Keenum's undrafted, like, you're just not sure. You know, like, oh, well, I mean, I didn't. He was in first round. So, I mean, that's just a fluke that he played like that. And it's kind of how I feel like they treat quarterbacks like that. And now he's in bad situations. And of course, he's not playing good anymore because he's not playing with Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they went with Kirk Cousins, who was drafted. So, there's a difference. It's just how they treat people that are undrafted. The NFL does.
No,
that's
I'll
how they do
you.
It, man.
I'll agree with you.
I feel like they do. I feel like they even traded after Kurt Warner left the Rams and he had a little bit of a situation with the Giants. Right, and they drafted Eli, and they picked him up. And Kurt Warner deserved every single chance to get that. He's an MVP.
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah.
Like, But he's undrafted. You know what I mean? He's undrafted. So it's like, oh, well, I mean, that was just a fluke. He's not drafted, so. You know.
It's an interesting
our evaluation was right about him,
it
so.
It is an interesting league.
It's like an evaluation has to be confirmed. It's like I saw this, this is totally off topic, but there's a scout named Greg Gabe.
Shocker, we went off topic.
I know, right? I know. It's a guy named Greg Gabe. He's a old scout for the Bears. And when Antonio Brown was having his incidents, this summer he's having his incidents, he tweeted that our evaluations were right about Antonio Brown. That's why he went in the sixth round, because he had these issues. I'm like, dog, he's had like eight straight seasons
of 100 catches.
No, Greg.
No.
I don't care what you say. You were wrong about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
You're wrong. Like, and that's kind of like, I feel like the most of the NFL thinks like him. Like, well, that's why we didn't draft him. You see that throw? We didn't draft him because of that. You see it?
Yeah.
So I feel like Kyle Allen, he has to play well the rest of the year.
You want some good evaluations, Marcus? Where do you go? You come here.
Yeah, you come here.
You come ALPA. Here.
We'll give you the best evaluations
we'll
we got.
We'll give you to you.
Just, we got the we best evaluations
record.
You got.
We got a track record. It's established now. We're there.
Best evaluations you got? We're here.
We're not gonna stare at a quarterback coming out of a tunnel and tell you that looks like an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Because that NFL quarterback that he's talking about has 11 turnovers in four games?
Yeah.
Five games?
Yeah.
That's not an NFL quarterback. Well, that's some NFL quarterbacks, but that's not good ones.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Daniel Jones. Well, that was a Danny Dimes reference.
That was Danny Dimes reference? Danny Dimes reference. I mean, Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones. We all saw that. I saw that coming. You can't draft the you can't replace Eli Manning with Eli Manning Pardue. Can't do it. All right, Chris. So we're about at the hour mark. It's getting a little wild in here. We got the Suns games coming on.
There's the activity has picked up in here.
Yeah, it's getting a little louder in here. I can tell.
Activity has picked up.
Activity's picked up. We're in Marley's live, Chandler Fashion Square.
It's a little pocket awareness.
It's still 2-2. Verlander calmed down after the first inning. He's calmed down. We got some Strasburg.
He's settled in.
Strasburg settled in a little bit. We got a little pitcher's duel going for the last couple of innings. We got a little Suns basketball going. No, we're not doing that yet. We're going to wait until November for division winners. We're going to wait until November for division winners. It's too early. It's too early for division winners.
Yeah, we got hashtag we'll see November.
We got to wait till like Thanksgiving.
Hashtag we'll see November.
Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving week. Because I really feel like that's when the contenders become pretenders and the contenders stay contenders.
There you go.
It's Thanksgiving. So we'll stay there. We got a little Ricky Rubio is about to make his debut out here in Phoenix. We got Scherzer, like I said. No, Strasburg, not Scherzer. Strasburg coming down.
Strasburg.
Got some good playoff baseball. Got some good NFL football. Don't watch the Thursday night game tomorrow.
NBA
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to promote that game. Sorry about that, guys. We're sorry about NFL fans.
We're not going to talk about the Monday night game either.
Oh, my God.
This might be one of the weeks to stay away from. We almost had the marquee matchup to talk about.
What?
Rodgers versus Mahomes. The old MVP versus the new MVP.
But that was ruined.
We almost had it. It got ruined. Andy Reid ruined it for us.
Andy Reid ruined it for us. Accident, man. Yeah, I mean, there's really no. What other big
Madden,
games? Are
there? The Madden cover.
There's no
the
other
Madden
big games
curse
this week, though.
Ruined it for us.
Besides, I mean, Raiders versus Texans, but I don't know if that's a big game.
I said it earlier. I think New England and Cleveland might be the big one.
See, I don't know about that.
I just got a hunch. We'll see, though. Marcus, I got a hunch.
We'll see about that. All right, guys. So make sure you follow us at ALPA_QB1. Make sure you follow me at the Mark John NFL. Make sure you follow Chris at King Manelos. Check us out every week. We'll be back here live
Come see us live. We're killing it out here.
We'll answer your questions.
We'll get all your answers. You got some fantasy football questions, we'll answer it. We got
if
some
you're
regular.
Curious about maybe we'll even answer what we think about the betting spreads sometimes.
Well, we got some betting spread questions.
Bring that in there.
We got that going too, so we're good.
We got Marcus. He's trying to cover this week against a fan at the show.
That's my bold prediction. I'm just saying.
I think the
Raiders are gonna win.
I might owe
some
up.
Shots, but let's go Josh Jacobs. Let's go Derek Carr. I'm trying to get me some shots. So let's go. Let's do it. I'm ready for it. All right, so we're out. See you guys next week.